with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has chosen a former New York congressman to head the Environmental Protection Agency.
President-elect Donald Trump has named former New York congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency as he continues to build his future administration with loyal supporters. Zeldin, who left Congress in January 2023, was a surprise pick for the role. While in Congress, Zeldin was not on committees with oversight of environmental policy. Zeldin's public appearances, both in his own campaigns and on behalf of Trump, were speeches on a variety of other topics, such as the military, immigration, and crime. In a statement, Trump says Zeldin will, quote, ensure fair and swift deregulatory decisions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say Russian glide bombs, drones, and a ballistic missile have hit cities in southern and eastern Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A five-story apartment block in Kryvyi Rih, the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, was hit by a Russian ballistic missile, injuring at least eight people, officials say. Emergency services with heavy machinery searched through the rubble. The missile destroyed all five stories in one part of the building. The attacks, one of several which smashed into cities in southern and eastern Ukraine on Monday. Five people died as a result of a Russian strike on Ukraine's southern town of Mykolaiv, and there was at least one death, with over a dozen injured from attacks on the southeastern city of Zaporizhia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Control over the U.S. House of Representatives still hangs in the balance, teetering between a Republican or Democratic majority, with fewer than 20 races left to be called. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 304 points, the Nasdaq rose 12, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda and state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same. Newsom says he wants to preserve California's status as a destination for women to seek abortions. This is SRN News. Federal auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that engines can fail on as many as 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration probe covers the 2016 through 2020 Honda Pilot and Acura MDX, as well as the 2018 through 20 Honda Odyssey and Acura TLX. Also included is the 17 through 19 Honda Ridgeline. The agency says connecting rod bearings on vehicles with a 3.5-liter V6 engine can fail, leading to complete engine failure. Rich Thomason reporting.
Nevada residents returned to their homes after a wind-whipped wildfire spread quickly near a residential area south of Reno. The blaze Monday destroyed one home and damaged several other buildings. About 200 firefighters aided by light rain quelled flames. More details at srnnews.com.